Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, and Davy Crockett. I'm Lee and Abe Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders Fields and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheatlands of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and Grand Canyon. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific, 3 million square miles. I'm more than 3 million farms. I'm forest, field, mountain, and desert. I'm quiet villages, and I'm cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia. I'm Babe Ruth in the World Series. I'm 130,000 schools and colleges and 326,000 churches where my people worship God as they please. I'm a ballot dropped in a box. I am an editorial in a newspaper. And I'm a letter to a congressman. I'm Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. I'm Horace Greeley, Will Rogers, and the Wright brothers. I'm George Washington Carver, Daniel Webster, and Jonas Salk. I'm Walt Whitman, Thomas Paine, Tom Sawyer, and Walt Disney. Yes, I am the nation, and these are the things that I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I'll spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the entire world. I am the nation.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. And I'm co-hosting with Bill here today. I'm Linda here in California. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine, Linda. Glad to have
Good.
You with me.
All right. We got just about an hour and 26 minutes, and just say what's on your mind. I don't know what happened to Hollis. I just happened to get into the Patriot chat and check out, see if anybody was going to do the show. So here we are.
Well, I don't know what happened to Hollis, and I know he works. He's been working a lot of hours, and he covers for his wife and her business. And
right.
we're grateful, though, to have Hollis and
right.
our site and the radio shows, and thanks to him.
Oh,
tonight, I'd like to just go over what we've seen in the last week.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions about what we've seen in the last week. The whole health care bill and debate, it's going to come down to states, and it
right.
should. But while we're watching all this other stuff, through the Senate, up comes the Loss Treaty. And
I know.
Yeah.
Nobody,
so, you know, it's like I feel like that the Republicans, and I'm sorry, but that's the only way I can see it, is they're working with us and creating something to draw our attention away from the other things they're doing.
Yep.
And if we've got that from their party, then where are we? What chance do we have when we're battling with the two parties when they're both working together to push an agenda for global government?
Yeah, well, I know. This is terrifying. So on Ron's show yesterday, he was talking about sovereignty and jurisdiction and all the things he'd been leading up to. And so I did go into my California state constitution, which there's a couple pages I plan on printing out to address with my local city council members, because I'm going to be going at this from the angle of sovereignty and there's a few things in there which very much mirror what the federal constitution does. So it talks about entanglements with foreign entities. That's a no-no in the state of California. It also talks very specifically, what I'll try to do is get that printed out in time for my show tomorrow as well, so you guys can kind of see. They were very specific about English is the official language of California, and that every measure that can be possibly be taken should be to preserve that and fight against anybody trying to change that in the state of California. A lot of interesting things I found out about reading through some of these articles and sections of the California state constitution. So, you know, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you, Linda, have you read your county's comprehensive plan?
I haven't seen the whole thing, but I'm sure I can find it on the city site.
Well, that's something that you really should read and
right.
check into, and that'll give you insight to how far they're going with sustainable development in your area.
Right, right. Well, here's the thing. The things that I did find out when they were these ICLEI clowns were doing their presentation on what they call the circulation element, which is their transportation plan. I mean, it could have been written by Maurice Strong. I'm not kidding. And a couple of my people from the task force were there, and they were horrified because they know. I mean, we've all seen this before. We saw it in Escondido. We saw it in Vista, because they're all written by the same people, Bill. They're all written by these ICLEI clowns.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all the same wording, same agenda, same.
Yep. They're identical.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We see that not only with that, we see that with the Republican and the Democratic campaigns, where they get on a talking point and everybody talks about the same point.
Yeah, it's just that what they do is they just they put on a show for people. It's just it's all a giant theater for them. They love to lull people asleep with all their nonsense, and then, you know, they always say, don't watch this hand, watch the other one. You know, that's what they're doing, especially with the health care, and they just love the liberal bias media fawning all over them so that they can keep us focused on something that they want us to focus on and not the main issues. And these lost treaties, well, you know, the only people that I know of that are helping us is, I know Rand Paul's on these things, Jim DeMint, they know what's going on. They're fighting it, but there's only two people like them. I mean, you know, we're up against it because we have, Rand Paul actually stated on the Senate floor, he says, you want to know why you've got a 9% approval rating? Look what we're doing here. That's why.
Yeah, they don't read anything. They just pass it. They don't read anything. They just pass it.
And they don't even write them. They're supposed to write them. What? How come they're getting paid $140,000 a year and they don't do anything except
they're electing their duty.
And they're screwing
every one of them is derelicting their duty. And that right there should be a reason to get rid of somebody if they're derelicting their duties.
Absolutely. Well, that was the point that one of my friends, because we were talking about our local city council, and there's three particular members we totally want to vote out, and she says, well, it was an article in the newspaper. I actually wrote a blog on that paper in response to this clown. His name's Rusty Harris. Anyway, so I posted, the same thing that my friend Linda Walshaw put up there was, you know, we're going to find out in November just how easy it is to vote these clowns out, you know, because we're sick of it. We're sick of their partisanship, their agendas, their wanting to climb the corporate ladder. You know, I talked a little bit about it because I know there's at least two of them, possibly the new one, this Chip Dykes guy, the third one, because he's joined at the hip with Jerry Kern. I'm telling you, all they care about is their own political gain. That's all they care about, and how high up the food chain they can get. They don't care about the people.
That's it.
Hey,
we're being led around in circles.
Yep.
The whole time we was watching all the Holder and the Fast and Furious stuff, the real conference was going on. We ended up coming out of that. Well, I don't know how much it's going to cost our country, but they're pushing their world agenda behind our backs while we're being distracted with other stuff.
Right.
And while we've been watching all this other, now all of a sudden we find out the Wall Street is coming up in the Senate, and you got 23 Republicans that are supporting it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These people have got, they're either traitors or their heads are, you know, where. It's got to be one of the two. I really believe that.
It's as you said, they don't do any work. Someone else writing the laws, they don't even read them. They're passing them. What the hell are we paying them for?
Yeah, we're paying them for our own demise, which is what Ron was saying yesterday. Whether it's the Fed or the IRS or the, you know, Congress people, it's sick. And right up to the White House. It's crazy.
Well, as far as as far as Romney and them, they didn't want to call it a tax. Well, if it's not a tax, then why is the IRS collecting it?
Exactly. And why was there 16,000 brand-new employees slated to go online in the IRS? You know darn well that's why Obama did that, because he wants his little IRS army to go out and steal from the people, go into their bank accounts if they don't, you know, cough it up up front.
Well, you've already given Sebelius more power than Obama has when this was upheld. Now, Sebelius will pick 15 progressive organizations or heads of organizations or unions, and they'll be the ones in charge of your health care. It was laid out like this to begin with. Acorn was supposed to be one of them before Acorn got defunded, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen they haven't been defunded. They've changed their name, and they're still getting money.
Exactly. Yeah, these people lie through their teeth. You got so-called conservatives. I call them so-called because they're not. You know, given lip service, oh, yeah, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. 3 days later, you hear him, oh, we've defunded this. And then you hear it 2 days later from the newspaper, no, or the internet, they've changed their name and they haven't defunded it completely. These people lie daily, hourly. I'm sick of all of them. No wonder they should have a 2% rating from the people for approval.
Well, yeah, I gotta wonder who the 7% or 9% or whatever it is that give them a good rating. Who these people are? Surely they are the bottom of the gene pool in the country. There's no way you can give Congress a good rating. I don't care. I don't know when the last Congress was. You could have gave a good rating.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this is the lowest it's been in my history of memory of any of this stuff. So, I it's amazing to me.
We are definitely a nation in distress. We're in distress economically. We are in distress culturally because we're letting our culture be destroyed. They're just mauling our culture with the attacks on Christianity, with the supporting of Islam, with the supporting of illegal aliens. It's just destroying our culture here. Too much PC, too much.
It's just
too much.
It's the PC and the multiculturalism which has destroyed Europe. You know, I think I sent you that video, I don't know if you got it, where the Muslim people here in San Diego with the swimming pool issue, I was livid. I was screaming at the internet, believe me, I was screaming. And one of my favorite talk show hosts is Michael Savage. He has said it. He's written books about it. He talks about it all the time. Your nation will fall if you do not hang on to your borders, language, and culture. You don't let these people come in here and change this culture here. No. They don't like it, then they can get the heck out of here and go back to where they came from. They're not changing me. I was pissed.
Linda, it's all being led by the Agenda 21.
Well, yeah, I know that.
And that's the thing. And waking people up to Agenda 21, I have really come in the last few days of just how hard that is and how many people out there are in the dark about Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that odd when both Democrats and Republicans together are fighting against Agenda 21.
Right, absolutely. No, the thing is, this is what I call the nonpartisan issue. This affects everybody. Okay, I got a 9 from one. I think it's... Is this Robert?
It is.
Hey, how are you
Hello,
doing?
Robert. Hey, Bill. What's going
we're just
on?
Ranting and raving because we've seen so many things in the last week. We're about ready to shoot blood out of
Tomorrow we celebrate the 4th of July, a day of independence, a day that has stood throughout our history as a defining day for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I don't feel so dependent. I don't feel so independent. I don't feel so free. I don't feel so as excited and culturally uplifted as I used to feel.
I know. Well, because we're seeing what's going on. And it's really, really sad, you know. And what I was explaining to my mom today, because I told her about that video that I sent to you guys on the Muslim issue, she was just absolutely floored and very, very upset about it. And I said this is what happened to France and to other parts of Europe. They have allowed these people to do this to them, and now they're wishing they hadn't because they can't get them out. And they've got them tearing up, you know, destroying the streets of France, and you can't even get to your house. You can't go to a business. You can't drive a car because they're praying 2 or 3 times a day, and there's just thousands of them in the streets. And this is where we're headed if we don't stop it. And
They did not come to this country to assimilate.
Of
they came to
not.
This country to take over.
Exactly. And
I don't care. If they follow the Quran, they cannot be good for the United States.
Right.
If they follow Sharia law, they are not good for the United States. They are nothing but a disruption to our culture, our security, and who we are.
Absolutely. Well, on the other end of that, you've got the Hispanics. The only reason they're here, they're not trying to, you know, there are the crazies like La Raza and the rest of them. They want to reconquista us because they're nuts. And they're extremists as far as I can see.
And they get taxpayer funding.
Yeah, and they don't assimilate either. There are many who do, who come here legally, but the ones who crawl across that border illegally, they don't give a rat's behind about speaking our language, learning our culture, learning our history, none of it. All they want is the jobs and the freebies and the free this and the free that and the food stamp this and all the rest of it, which, you know, and we're paying for it. And California is the worst offender. I'm sick of it. And once I get this thing put together with the California State Constitution, and I'll do a little bit more homework, and I've got all my stuff in my arsenal, I'm getting a meeting with the mayor. I swear to God, I am not playing games no more. I'm going to lay it out and say, look, you want to live under this kind of tyranny? You go right ahead, but you do it without me, because I'll take death over this nonsense any day of the week. I'm done. I'm not playing nice no more, Bill.
Well, that's our problem. We have played nice all along, and every
uh-huh.
step of the way they have took advantage of us because we have played nice.
Yep.
All we had to do was use their own tactics against them.
No boss.
Well, to
yep.
use their own words against them, because they put out the lies, and they're so easily uncovered and proven as lies. Sure, the media is not going to help you. As far as I'm concerned, we can write the media off as being just irrelevant anymore. Because
oh, yeah.
they don't know what the truth is. They don't know.
They
have been caught in so many lies and manipulations of the news, especially in the last few months.
Uh-huh.
We've seen it with the Trayvon Martin case. We've seen it with other
right.
things, with Mitt Romney and stuff.
Sure.
You know, they have no credibility. They are irrelevant as a news organization
well,
anymore.
You know,
they don't know
the
what
reasons.
Truth is.
No, they don't. The truth has no place in their world. That's the whole point. They could give a rat's behind about the truth, Bill. All they use is Hegelian dialectic lies, and they love to spin stuff. I'm not even going to call these guys liberals anymore, because liberal is a good word. It means freedom. I'm not going to call them progressives. I'm going to start calling them regressive, like a Darwin ape, and I'm going to call the libtards the neocoms, and that stands for neo-communists. I'm done, because that's what they are.
What the?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me read you an email I wrote to Fox News.
Okay.
The 5. And I'm losing my voice, and I just wanted to wish
okay.
everybody a so-called
so-called happy for it. But this one, I sent it to her. Hello, Andrea Trateros. What does Independence Day mean to me? Andrea Trateros, you, when you read this email, please share this email with your viewers. I said, after trying to comprehend what Justice Roberts ruled on health care and made it the law of the land, I only hope Americans for this 4th of July, July 2012, will ban Independence Day, as our independence was taken away from us after the ruling on health care. I was so angry with the ruling because my health insurance last month in May, I was paying $429 a month. The month of June, it was raised to $509, formerly Blue Cross Blue Shield, now Florida Blue. President Obama has crippled the middle class, and now it is a matter of time when the middle class cannot afford to live anymore. It is so obvious what our government is trying to do to America. I am afraid to say it, as now I will probably have to hide from the IRS for my safety. To make sure I have health care, which is a crying shame. If we are forced to purchasing a product through the Commerce Clause, it is a tax and nothing more than that. If President Obama thinks I am a Forrest Gump, that is all I have to say about that. That's what
wow.
I said.
Well, you
How
know,
was that?
That's
what,
pretty good.
What up to,
but
you hit
ahead.
The nail. How many, many people feel, Robert. Many people are already seeing a rise in their health care premiums and stuff. And you're going to see more. And more people are going to be seeing the taxes coming at them.
Yeah.
And is that right there, in a way, is to our benefit of defeating Obama. But the fact is, at the same time, we have Republicans who are siding with the Democrats to hand away our sovereignty of our country through the Lost Act. Lost Treaty, through the Small Arms Treaty, and ways like this and that. And then while we're being distracted with Holder and the health care bill and other things, they're doing these things behind our backs while we're not watching.
You know what I have to worry about now? I have to worry about Florida Power and Light, Linda. This is Agenda 21. Putting
yep.
in smart meters now.
I'm gonna refuse,
Bill. I don't wanna die of radiation.
Yeah. Robert,
you need to get within your community and get your community working against this thing and expose, tell, and educate and inform them what's going on.
Robert, I
got it. They don't listen, Bill.
Robert, I gotta tell you how to do this. Okay, we've done it here. There's people in Orange County that got this thing together. It's called opting out. They forced SDG&E to make, and the other ones in other counties, that people can opt out of these meters because they put pressure on them. First, you have to write to your Public Utilities Commission, whatever that's called, in your state, and you guys, you need as many people as possible, scream into the high heavens. And then you, I don't know what the name of your local, where you pay your gas bill or your electric bill, what the name of that company
Florida,
is.
Florida
okay.
Power Light.
You write a letter to those people. Listen to me. I did this. You write a letter to them, and you send it certified, and you tell them, I am not consenting to this. I am not complying with this. You are not allowed to remove this meter.
For health reasons, I cannot have it, because I already have the goddamn, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm so angry, Bill. I'm just so angry and upset. I feel the same way you do.
What I don't ever do, Robert, is I don't ever give in and give up. I can't do that. It's a battle that I took on. I knew what it was going to be when I took it on. I knew that it was going to be a long, drawn-out battle. I knew it was going to be a lot asking me of my time and efforts and stuff. But when I looked at it, I knew that it was worth it because my future of my grandchildren, my children, everybody else's children, and many other people depends on me and those who will take that risk and stand up and speak out. If I don't do it, Robert, who's going to do it?
I know.
Somebody
I've done it too.
Exactly. Linda's been doing it. If we don't do it, who's going to do it?
I don't know, Bill. I don't know, but I'm losing my voice because of it.
Well,
that's because
we put the love of our country before ourselves. We put the love of our fellow Americans before ourselves, and we're willing to take that risk. We know what the risk is that we're taking, but we're still willing to step out there and do it because it is the right thing to do.
Right.
It is the righteous thing to do.
Robert, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Okay. Have they made you put the meters in yet?
No. But my contractor got a postcard in the mail saying they were going to come by and put it in his house already. So how do I stop this?
Okay. I'm serious. This is what I did. You get like a cardboard that's not, you know, like a poster board that's bendable that you can tape up to your meter, and you put a circle with a slash, and you put the words "no smart meter here," and then you have to send a certified letter to that Florida Electric Company and say, "I am not complying with this. I am not giving you consent to breach the Fourth Amendment." And you make them receive that, and you'll get your green card back, and then they can't say they didn't get that letter. I don't care if you have to put a guard up there. And then you tell them if they take your analog meter, then they're going to have to, you're going to opt out, and you're going to force them to put the analog back, regardless of how much. I'm serious. I would fight them tooth and nail. You got to get on it. Don't let them put it in.
The only way they can get it is the only way they can get in. I have a 6-foot fence. The only way they can get in is by jumping the fence. They can't come into my house.
I'd be putting barbed wire around that sucker. I'll tell you. Don't play.
I'm sorry for accidentally cutting. I'm sorry, but it's just that these past 2 days have wore me out. I just finished my exam. I'm studying my butt off for what? I just feel like, you know, I'll be 57 in October. By rights, I should be retiring. By rights, I should be retiring.
Well,
you know?
I'm retired because I'm in California. They don't want old bartenders. But my folk, like I said, and Ron and everybody, I've told everybody, and he talked about it. This is my full-time job. I am fighting. I'm a freedom fighter. I don't even call myself a Tea Partier. I'm a freedom fighter. You know?
I got
a lot of Lafayette in me, let me tell you. If you don't know who the Marquis de Lafayette is, look him up. I'm that guy. I'm done with these people. I'm not playing.
Just what I found out today, okay?
What's that?
I can't even sell my house because my house is... They're trying to save money, you know, whether to just put the motor in or keep, you know, spend $220 every month for the rest of your life for air conditioner, for electricity.
Oh, I know.
Okay, but the problem I'm going with, Linda, is that if I wanted to sell my house as is, I could sell it. Because you know why?
Yeah.
Because my ducts are uncoated. I'm living in an uncoated home. The rule was passed last year.
You're going to see a lot of new rules with this health care law holding in.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, there was so much that was never covered, never talked about by the media or our elected in that health care bill. And when the truth starts coming out about it all, people are going to freak out. They're going to realize that the health care bill was a destruction of their freedom and their liberty.
Well, it already is. It already is. That's the whole point. I mean, are you there?
I'm
here.
Hello.
Bill, what I'm worried about, Bill, is, you know, I feel like there's something wrong with my home that's making me sick. That maybe there's something wrong with my home that's making me ill. That's what I'm worried about. You know?
Well, they've tried to put the part to where they got everybody backed into a corner, And when people start feeling like, hey, there's no way out and this and that, they're hoping people will just give in. We can't give in. That's what they want. That's what they're trying to push us to do, is to give in. We cannot give in. Our country is in distress. Our country is in the biggest mess it's ever been in, and it's only getting worse. It is not going to get better. The economy is, you know, Robert, as well as I do, Linda knows, we're all riding on a false front that is getting ready to crash.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I know it's going to crash. I know it's going to crash.
Our security, our security has been weakened and is being weakened to the point we can't even, I'm not even sure we could defend our country the way we should.
Look what Hillary did today. She apologized up and down again. Look what she did. I mean, we're kissing, you know what? You know what? Pakistan. They got us by the, you know what? They're controlling us, but we are
financing and funding our enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Where is the logic in that? Someone please tell me how funding your enemy is helping you.
I don't know, Bill.
Well, we're doing it. No, I mean, we're doing it to our own government, too. We're paying the king to screw us. That's what we're doing.
I mean, it's not. I've always believed in America, but I never saw it coming until the summer of 2008.
I believe in America. It's the elected I have no faith and belief in.
Absolutely.
Because they are the ones who have misused their office.
Their power.
They are the ones who their greed for power and wealth has overridden their objective of doing what is right for the people. And the people have become nothing more than a target to them. We are nothing more than serfs. Serfdom.
Yep.
They make laws that affect us, but they are exempt from.
Exactly. What do you say, Bill? You think that we should recross the Delaware?
Oh, we're past that point. We shouldn't have been across the Delaware and kicking someone's head off. But instead, we're playing nice, and we're falling right into their trap. By the time we get ready to really fight, will it be too late?
That's what's scary. But I think a few people have said it, and will say it again, that as long as you and I are on the air and we're still able to speak and they haven't hauled me off, you know, in a paddy wagon, I'm looking at my watch, not for the last 5 minutes anyway, it ain't over yet. So we got to keep fighting, dude, somehow.
I've already been to that point, Linda, where I gathered my family and I told them, I expect my government to kill me, to shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't that a nice how do you do, don't you think? That's great.
Well, you know, my kids looking at me like, oh my God, Dad, and I'm like, well, that's the kind of government we're headed. And unless other people wake up and stand up and start fighting, the ones of us that have done it, we are sacrificing our lives for nothing.
I know. I absolutely agree with you. And you know, my mom keeps asking me, she says, why won't the others wake up? And I says, because it hasn't hit them upside the head yet. It has to affect them personally, unfortunately, and then it's too late. But we cannot give up. You have to keep enlightening the ones before it hits them in the schnozola, and just keep fighting. That's why I go to the meetings. That's why I walk the.
We allow them to play us against each other by race, by class, by age, by who's legal, who's not. They have played us against each other, and as long as they can do that and keep us at each other's throats instead of at their throats, but I have to feel that eventually something is going to happen that's going to wake everyone up to what is really going on. And when that day comes, that'll be a triumphant day for America again, because that'll be the day that America is on its way back to stability.
Well, here's the thing. What Justice Roberts did, though, I do think he has just hit a giant stick into a hornet's nest with the conservatives and the Tea Party, because, I mean, people are not happy. I mean, from A to Z, states' rights, individuals, I mean, counties, everybody is awake on this one, Bill, and they are pushing back. I mean, it's not going away. This issue's not going away. There's a lot of good, like I said, good people behind the scenes in the Senate are trying to help us out with certain bills, you know, that they're pushing forward. I know Rand Paul's trying to go with one that he got a lot of support. I don't know where it is now, whether it's just in a committee, but he's trying to protect Americans' property rights, which goes against Agenda 21, because he's very well aware of what they're trying to do. So this is something that, this is my reasoning to go to my mayor and my city council. I have no idea whether my mayor and all these people actually even know what they're getting into, or about what the end game is, what the actual goal is, and the evil mandates of this agenda. If
they're looking at, Linda, is can they make any dime off of this?
You know what? But once they, if they see what I see, then maybe they will do like Alabama, because then they'll see how evil it is. Because it's going to affect them too. My God, it's going to affect everybody.
All these ones in the media and the ones who are helping them promote and push this ideology are fooling themselves if they think they're all going to get some kind of a secret pass and be, held up to a higher rating over the rest of it.
That's not going to happen. No. These city council members are so far down on the food chain, they won't know what hit them when they get taken out. Believe me. Yeah, they won't. It's ridiculous. You and I know who the elites are, and there's very few of them, and there will be many, many. It's going to be just like Stalin all over again. That's exactly what it's going to be.
That's where the Occupy whole deal, ideology between them gets me is, why aren't you people after the global elitist? Why are you after the Republican wealthy? Why aren't you after the global elitist?
Yeah, I think their anger is misdirected, because they're completely, I think, ignorant
of
them.
They are being used.
True, absolutely. But even the ones like, oh, what was that one? Oh, God, I think I sent that one out, too. Somebody sent me the one. Oh, it was on the Blaze, talking about these really, really stupid people that were standing around, protesting and saying that they were for free health care. Oh, my God. I mean, I swear, there was probably 20 of them, and amongst the whole group, there was probably not two brain cells you could rub together. They know nothing. They're completely brainwashed by the Marxist indoctrination daycare centers.
We saw that, like the Karl Rove protest they recently had, where the people didn't even know who the heck Karl Rove was.
Well, you know, this is worse.
They're getting paid to protest.
Yeah, oh, I know. Well, they're all SEIU members. They're just drones. They're just useful
SEIU
drones.
Has the largest illegal immigration population within their work, their union membership.
it's
almost 50%.
So, but these kids, I guess they were in front of the, they were out in front of the Supreme Court building when, I guess the people from the Blaze were interviewing them, and it was, they had all their stupid signs, and they had the pre-made signs, you know, they had the same people who, their pink signs for pro women's health, and then they had all the rest of these clowns shouting Marxist theology, and they're literally, they're indoctrinated into the socialism of Europe, because they were all saying the same thing. Oh, yeah, Europe's got it right. They got it right a long time ago. I wanted to slap that kid and say, yeah, we got it, got it right.
Look at Europe. Tell me how right they got it. Look at Europe. They have such debt, and they're passing it around back and forth, trying to make it look like one country has the debt, when it's every one of them that's got the debt.
Right. Unbelievable. I know.
It's a failed experiment, a badly failed experiment.
It's going to fail. You know, this is one of the reasons that that we got away from that stupidity, that Fabian socialist stupidity. when they signed the Declaration of Independence. I mean, these people, those idiots protesting, wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. They would think I was speaking Greek. You know, they're so dumb. I just get so angry. I get so frustrated because Ron's talking about BTR. It must have kicked him off or something, and he had to re-sign in. Well, call in and join us. Robert's on here. You can give him a lot of fun and tell some more jokes.
I tell the joke about speaking Greek.
Yeah, we got to cheer Robert up because the Florida Electric Company's coming after him with smart meters. I'm telling you, you got to put a sign on it, and then you got to. I would, because I did that.
I'm gonna fight them. I'm up for a fight now.
That's what you got to do.
Send them a letter, a certified mail. And you tell them, I'm not consenting to this breach of the Fourth Amendment. You are not putting this on my situation. You're not putting it on my meter.
And you get around your neighborhood.
Yes, absolutely. You go door to door like I did. Oh, yeah.
Let them know what smart meter actually is and about.
Smart meter. I mean, you know, I read the radiation of the smart meters causes migraines, and
yes.
causes vomiting, it causes nausea, and causes already have migraines. I don't need any more. I mean, you know.
I know.
Yeah, but government causes all that.
I'd play the reverse race card on them, Robert. Tell them I've already got a migraine. You're just doing this because I'm Jewish. Man, I tell you, you'll have them running scared.
Well, you know, the other thing, Robert, the reason that we were so up in arms about this, not just because of the health reasons, every one of those meters has an FCC license number on it because it's a transmitter. It's a radio transmitter. They are breaching the Fourth Amendment. I would scream bloody murder like I did.
They're watching you inside your home, Robert.
Exactly. That's why I read articles on it. I read about three articles. It says the computer chip can get into your home. They can see where you're even watching TV. They can know where your air conditioning is and wherever whatever other stuff that you have.
Oh, and they can turn it off.
They can put you
in a nice little blackout, too. Isn't that special? And they can make you
feel.
I know.
I think I might as well close my house down.
Poor Robert.
I think I should. I think I should shut off the air conditioner.
God forbid you disconnect from the grid and get solar or something, you know, they'll write you a ticket for that.
So,
they want to put everybody on a reality show, see, where they can watch you 24 hours a day.
Oh, God.
If they try to put you on a smart meter and they do it, I'm just going to become a nudist colony. I'm going to have a nudist colony in my home.
That'll fix them.
I am. I'm going to have a nudist colony in my home. If they're
going to
do that,
they'll figure out a way to tax you for that. I've seen recently where people who are holding little church meetings, little Bible studies in their homes, they're arresting these people and throwing them in jail.
Yep.
So
that just it blows my mind.
I mean, that will be a way today. Today this has not been a good day. It has not been a good day.
Poor thing. Ron, have they been forcing smart meters on you guys in Georgia?
Oh, yeah. They've already installed the smart meters.
At your house?
Yep.
Can you not fight them and opt out?
You know, I'm not sure. I really didn't look into it. I can tell you that last summer they ran a program where there was a local heating and air conditioning place that was offering free thermostats in your home to upgrade your thermostats.
Oh, God.
And what they were doing was putting in the digital electronic thermostats to tie in with the smart grid.
Sure. Oh, shit.
You know, one way to really piss them off, Ron, is you go online.
Oh, God.
You go online and you look for dental supplies and you get one of them, those lead bibs they put over you for x-rays, and you throw it over the damn meter. That ought to fix them.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, you guys need to fire me.
That's a smart meter for electricity. You've got a meter coming for water.
Oh, yeah.
You need to fire me for cussing tonight. I swear to God, I'm so angry. I'm having a beer just to soothe my throat.
Uh-oh, we lost Ron. Dang. I don't know what happened. Anyway, he may have gotten a call or something. He'll call back in. You got to fight this stuff. That's the only way. I mean, I was walking all over my park handing out flyers. I was screaming bloody murder. And then the guy who actually owns this business here as the lessor of, or the lessee of this park, said that they can't touch our analog meters because they don't belong to SDG&E. They couldn't touch them. So here, we'll pick him back up. And yeah, we lost you, Ron. But,
no, I logged out because I was getting a really bad echo.
Okay. So anyway, is it sound better now?
It's better. It's still there, but not near as bad.
Okay.
Hey, Ron, did you get my email?
I did.
Do you want me to share the jokes, or you should tell us?
Well, I was glad that you... Absolutely. Go ahead and tell
us. So Rodney Dangerfield, old Rodney Dangerfield joke. He went to the dentist and told the dentist that he had yellow teeth. You know what the dentist told him? Wear a brown tie.
Wear what? Oh,
wear a brown tie.
Wear a brown tie. No one gets it. Bill Strong, help me out here.
You would have to be a follower of Rodney's.
Yeah.
Rodney King was great.
I have a customer.
I know Rodney King.
Rodney King was great.
Yeah,
Rodney
he was
great. Rodney King was great.
That looks a lot like Rodney Dangerfield, and his name is Rodney. And I love to tease him, but he's a sweetheart of a guy.
Who's that?
Well, his name's Rodney Goodhart.
Oh, how funny. So,
no respect. No respect at all.
No respect.
My mother-in-law was in a hospital recently, and one of the doctors' name is Dr. Death.
Oh, good. Lovely.
I heard that over the intercom, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that would not be good, being in the hospital. Paging Dr. Death. Dr. Death to the emergency room, please.
So, Ron, I looked up the California State Constitution yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
And I found out some really interesting things. The preamble is pretty pathetic in California, but then you go to these, it's like a glossary, and you go and pick these things, and then the page comes up, right? So, but I did find out that they also are mirroring the same language of the federal constitution, stating that no county, city, or any official inside the state shall coordinate with foreign entities. Just like,
right.
Yeah, okay. And so there's a lot of things I'm going to be printing out and showing my mayor very soon. And it's interesting. There's another gentleman I found out from my friend Linda across the street that actually had won cases in court for himself using the idea of a sovereign individual, you know, and using his rights that way to win cases. He's obviously studied some of these things in the law. And so I have a lot of people I can hang out with now and better about these ideas, and also get all my because we have a meeting, and I'm going to lay it all out and say, look, I don't know whether you know about this stuff or not, but this is what they want to do. You know, they want to take us out of our cars. They want to herd us around like ants, and it's horrible. And it's not going to be pretty. not. So I need to tell them all this stuff and say we need to use our state sovereignty real soon, real quick, against these people.
All states are going to have to stand up and use their sovereignty.
Yeah. Yep.
That was the message that the Supreme Court gave us.
Yep.
When they sent out that ruling.
And
go ahead, Bill.
That's the surest way to leading to changing everything on the whole bill is for the states to stand their ground as sovereign states.
Well, and if they refuse to comply with all of these stupid things like the exchanges and the Medicaid programs, et cetera. Now, I hold out no hope for my state because Jerry Brown has been pushing for California health care for a long time. So I got Boxer, Feinstein, Pelosi, and Waters all in the mix. So I'm pretty much doomed. But nonetheless, next Saturday, we're all going to gather down there, all the tea parties, and we're going to protest this craziness. But, yeah, it's a tough row to hoe, I'm telling you. But the Agenda 21, I can definitely fight. I'll fight that to my death, I'll tell you. So.
Well, we have to. That's the death of our nation.
Oh,
that's
God.
The death. Takes away everything that makes us America, yeah, that Agenda 21 set out to destroy.
I'm sorry, guys. I just read a great email. And
go ahead.
Since we're telling a few jokes, I got to share this one.
Okay.
A guy goes into the confessional after years of being away from the church, and he pulls aside the curtain, enters, sits himself down, and there's a fully equipped bar with crystal glasses, the best vestry wine, Guinness on tap, cigars, liquor, chocolates, and on the wall is photographs of buxom ladies who appear to have mislaid their garments. He hears a priest come in, and he says, "Father, forgive me, for it's been a very long time since I've been to confession, and I must admit that the confessional box is much more inviting than it used to be." The priest says, "Get out, you idiot. You're on my side."
Oh, no. Good
that
one.
Was a good joke.
Good
that's oh, a good joke.
Yeah, that's cute. Oh, Lord.
And that's kind of the way we're treated by the elite or the our elect, you know.
Yeah, well Bill and I were talking about that 9% approval rating. I said it for the Congress; it should be 2%. These people are they're making.
Well,
a
I don't know who in the hell the 9% are.
That's what I keep saying, Ron. Who the hell is 9%?
Are they Muslims up in Dearborn or something? Or
no, they're. They're Alzheimer's patients. Oy, they must be. They must be in the old folks' homes. It's a shame. Yeah, we just keep fighting. And like Bill was saying, he's concerned about the last treaty being, voted on and talked about. And I do too, but what are you going to do, bomb the place?
Easy now. You'll have Homeland Security knocking on your door in a heartbeat.
I know, I got to be careful.
Just
okay.
Tell them you're an illegal alien. They'll leave you alone. They'll probably give you a raise.
me no speak English. Sorry, Janet.
Yo
habla no se habla inglés.
Yo se habla español. Está bien.
Muy importante.
Yeah, lo siento.
Hey, I'm a bilingual. I can't help it.
These people don't speak the same language we do in our elected officials. They do not speak the same language. Illegal does not mean illegal to them. It means something totally different. Math, we won't even go into how far off they are on math and science. We keep seeing... what I see is the proof that our education system is failing, and you don't need any more proof than Washington, D.C. Harvard's failed, and all the colleges that educated these idiots has failed because these idiots, they have no concept of reality.
Well, they certainly have their own altered reality.
Oh, that's for sure. And we get some of the most asinine answers and statements coming out of people like Pelosi and Wasserman Schultz, Biden, and a few others.
Wasserman Schultz, that's Ron Goldman's girlfriend.
Oh, my God. You know, someone ought to choke that woman with a dirty sock.
I told you that was Ron Goldman's girlfriend.
Well, I'm hearing she's done. The DNC's done with her, too.
Wow.
Yeah, she didn't last long.
Bad when you're too radical for the DNC.
Yeah. I think it was just her stupid comments, Ron. They just couldn't afford the comments coming out of her mouth anymore. They were just so stupid.
Well, for God's sake, they keep Pelosi and Biden around.
Oh, my God. And those two. Oy. They are so dense.
I mean, can you get any more inane than Nancy Pelosi? That woman's
no.
a walking enigma.
I call her the mother of immorality because she doesn't know morality from crap.
I also heard that good old Michelle Obama's running around to the churches talking about moral issues, you know, preaching from the pulpit. Oh, my God. What a hypocrite. But, boy,
well, you know, it becomes fairly evident to me that most liberal progressives have never read the Bible because they profess that Christ was a liberal or a Democrat.
Oh, God. Yeah, but go ahead.
You can look at that. I mean, they bend every word of God. They try to bend it or stretch it to benefit their side. What he called an abomination, they say is okay. You know, just off and on. They have no concept of anything biblically.
No, they don't understand freedom either. They don't like it. They don't like our founding freedom.
The only freedom they understand is their freedom to do to us what they want.
Exactly, like tyrants, because they are tyrants.
So what's the moral story, Bill Strong? Do we go with, instead of the golden rule, do we go with the eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth rule?
Well, we're kind of in a bind there. Right now, we stick with trying to follow the golden rule and stuff, but we are about almost to that point where it's an eye for an eye.
Well,
it's
sad that we've got to that point,
mm-hmm.
but we've been pushed to that point by those that are we've elected supposedly to represent us, who end up representing nobody but themselves.
Well, you know that's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about last night. We're our own worst enemy. Many of us were raised in the generation where you don't complain. You just put your head down and do what you got to do. You know, you do the job and you get it finished.
That's it. And somewhere it changed on us. How they do things changed on us. And it's no longer those who work who get ahead. It's those who sit back and complain to get
and with their hands out.
Yeah, with their hands out to get what those that have worked have made and earned to take it away from them. And
it's upside down.
When we get to that point, well, we're in a sad situation when the government thinks that we need more people on the food program. When the government puts in their health care system, which really is going to destroy health care.
Right.
When the government takes steps, well, we're going to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, the things that this country was based on, the reason this country is the greatest country the earth has ever seen, bar none. Where are you going to end up when you're going to destroy everything that made you what you are? Where do you expect to end up? These people who push for the destruction of the country as we know it, for some false ideology of some socialist utopia that has never existed. If you want pure socialism in its purest form, people, go to prison. That's where it's at.
that is the purest form of socialism there is, where everything is, every decision is made for you. Everything is decided on what you can and cannot have, where you can and cannot go, when you will sleep and when you will not, those kinds of things. That is the purest form of socialism there is. And when you push for those kinds of ideologies and support those kinds of ideologies, you are leading yourself right into that becoming that inmate, that prisoner.
Yep. That's a shame.
Man.
Okay, we lost Lawson. You must have the echoes. Anyway, folks, you know, Bill, you're right. It's scary. And the only bad thing is the people at the top of the food chain, you know, who knows what the uber elitists are going to do with them? Who knows who's in line to be saved and not? Because I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people that are deemed useful idiots, and they will get rid of them. I mean, let's not let that – I'm just praying we don't let that get to that point because, you know, you and me, they'll try to call us to a FEMA camp, and they ain't taking me alive. That's for darn sure.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. I'm not going alive to anywhere.
Nope.
But the thing is, we know that they're not going to win. We've read the book. We know the ending. They're not going to win. It's getting to the journey to that point. And I feel like we're very close to that culmination coming about, where it's going to be just total chaos. And all these people who think that they're going to be secure and above everything and this and that, they're not going to take everybody. And there's going to be groups out there that's going to be attacking constantly, trying to, you know, to. It's just going to be that way. It's never going to be settled like they think.
Right.
It won't ever be over, and they won't have total control the way they think.
No. Bill, do you know what I heard today? That the U.N. is intervening of the right to bear arms in the United States.
Well, Hillary Clinton's been working on that for months and months and months with the U.N., the Dict Act totally forbids anything like that. Hillary, when people wake up and realize that Hillary is just a part of Obama, they both have the same masters, same ones telling them what they can and can't do, and they're working for those same masters to the destruction of the United States. Hillary has worked with the UN against our free speech. She's worked with the UN against our Second Amendment. She's worked with the UN against our 14th Amendment. Hillary Clinton is just as evil as Obama, and they should both suffer the same fate. And that would be arrested for treason against the United States and the American people.
What'd you put up, Ron?
I put up a link for Sirius. XMRadio.com.
Okay.
Sign up for the free trial. Tomorrow morning is Mike Church, his show, and he's going to do his premiere broadcast of What Lincoln Killed, Compacts Dissolved, Volume 1. It's going to be a 2-hour and 17-minute documentary.
Great.
I'm telling you, this guy is the only one that I've heard on the radio outside of, you know, Patriot Families that actually gets it. Beck, Hannity, all the rest of them are just talking in the wind.
Yep, I know.
And, you know, he's on Patriot Channel 125. His show starts early here in Eastern time zone.
Okay.
He starts at 6 a.m. Eastern time. However, if you don't catch him at the 6 a.m. show, there is Patriot Plus, which I believe is 8:25, which runs an hour behind, so you can catch him the next go-round.
Okay,
I'm telling you,
great.
It's worth your time
to
listen.
And do they have archives as well?
They don't. They will run a rebroadcast. What Mike is doing is once it's been broadcast on his show, It'll be on his website where you can download it, which is Mike Church, which is MikeChurch.com.
Okay.
This is the guy that recreated the Constitutional Convention. He hired actors to come in, and they reenacted the entire Constitutional Convention from start to finish. And I'm here to tell you, you've never heard anything like it in your life.
Cool.
Reading about it does not do it justice. When you, it's as if you were there live in person while the convention was going on.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. So I can only imagine, you know, the level of what this next one's going to be.
Wow.
And one thing he did say is don't be fooled by the title, because the first episode that he's airing tomorrow is kind of the run-up or the build-up to the time when Lincoln takes office. So it's what transpired prior to Lincoln taking office and destroying the Constitution. So it gives you the mindset. It's going to put you in the mindset of the day with actors like Henry Clay and DeVille Clinton and some others that were big-time Whig party members. You know, the Hamiltonian ideologists that wanted the British mercantilism system. I promise you, it's going to be phenomenal. Everything the guy has ever done, I've got most all of his creations, and they're phenomenal.
Ron, my mom had a question. When did the euro start and the currency become euro dollars?
Oh, my goodness. The euro, well, the European Union, they've been talking about that since 1948, and actually prior to 48.
Okay.
But the euro, if I remember correctly, started in like 2000 or 2001, might have been 99.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Okay.
But
well,
I mean, you know, the problem that they had where they were trying to get all the countries to agree to a constitutional thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 1999.
Is that the dollar or the union?
No, the euro.
Okay, the dollar.
Yeah.
That's the
European Central Bank and the euro started May 21st, 1999.
And what about the European Union? When was that?
You know, that's a different story, and like I said, they've really been working on that since 1948, but they couldn't get it done.
Wow.
And there was a lot of contention prior to the single currency, and they couldn't get all the countries on board because they kept voting down the European Constitution for the European Union.
Wow.
So it looks like, you know, well, let's see. I'm just doing a Google search on it here.
Well, anyway, so Robert, you got to fight those smart meters, and for anybody who's already got one, you just go online and get one of those bibs. They're $85, and you, those aprons you put on for X-rays in dental office, you throw it over the meter. See how they like that.
You gotta wonder how far have they gotten with technology before? Have they been watching us through our TVs, our computers?
I don't know, unless they've got cameras in all of them. But I got
they've been watching folks through their computers for a while. And you know, 1951 is when they signed three treaties in Europe that actually they're giving credit as signaling the birth of the European Union.
Wow.
But that's not when it was finalized, and I think I don't think that it is still finalized at this point.
Okay.
As far as the thing with the computers go, you know, I heard years ago they were talking about voice software, recognition software, whereby even though your computer was off, you know, you turn your computer, you come into the room, and you turn your computer on, there's programs that run in the background that recognize background sounds and noises.
Wow.
And they signal on keywords Now, the idea allegedly was advertising. You know, they hear a dog in the background, they give you pop-up ads for dog food and that kind of stupid crap.
Right.
But I have seen, and I'm not super computer savvy, I know just enough to get myself in trouble, but I have seen screenshots where individuals who are much smarter than I am when it comes to operating a computer system have gone in and found where Microsoft has put in backdoor technology in most of the Microsoft operating systems. And this guy tracked down many of the URLs that went straight to the Department of Defense. And, I mean, he had it nailed down to the facility that was monitoring his computer.
Wow.
Well, I know for a while, Radio Shack products, that all you had to do was type in the word password.
Hmm.
Yeah. You could get into anybody's computer by typing in the word password.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of that, Bill, they set up just so that anybody could get in. The idea is that once you get the product and get it set up and running, you're supposed to go in and change that password. They do the same thing with modems. A lot of your modems will have a generic password based on, you know, whatever company manufactures it. And people know that, and a lot of people who aren't remotely tech-savvy, they don't know to go in and change it.
Well, the guy who showed us, my wife already had a password set up in the thing, and he showed it. He said it was a back door that anybody...
I got you.
And that's, you know, how they would get into your computers through the back door was just typing in the word password.
Wow.
And he's pretty tech-savvy. I'm trying not to put him on the spot, but I know he's been in places that you wouldn't think a guy could get into.
Cool. Hacker, huh?
Oh, definitely a super hacker. He's been doing this since they were cassettes. I have several friends that's been working with computers since they were cassettes. And the things they know, and they both tell me there's no such thing as a safe computer.
Yeah.
That's
not
true.
Even a Macintosh?
Nothing.
Wow. Wow. If you're online, you're doomed.
No such thing as a secure site, nothing like that. If a hacker wants you, he'll get you. I've seen the guy when he was hacked. A guy didn't hack him. A guy didn't want to pay him. So the guy was from South Korea where his business was. Took him 5 days to track the guy down, and he tracked him down. And when he found him, he put his name, address, and phone number on his screen and then changed his internal passwords, and the guy couldn't do nothing about it.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah.
It is. And when you think there are people like that all over out through here, through this country. Facebook, Zuckerberg, they don't even begin to have the best hackers because the best hackers won't work for an organization like that or the government.
Wow.
Correct. Well, that's where you see these guys like, Julian Assange and his group.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are very, very good at what they do.
Yes, they are.
What the hell is the name of the group? Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
The government Anonymous tries to downplay it, but I guarantee you those boys can get into just about any system they want to. They're computer engineers. I mean, these guys are no dummy.
They've already showed the government that the government ain't safe from them.
Yep.
Well, you know, technology has gotten us into some big trouble because with that database center, I think it's in Utah, and once they get everybody with smart meters, then they can flip that switch, and then it's, you know, Katie bar the door, because everybody's going to go to that place, and it's a warehouse, and it's just infinitesimal amount of stuff. I mean, it's just, there's no end to it.
Technology has always been a two-edged sword.
Yep.
Things that they have made for, supposed to be for the good of mankind, have been reversed and been used other ways. A primest example is how far education has brought us. When in the 1960s there was a handful of people around the world who could make an atomic bomb, and today the number of people who actually have the knowledge to do it is astounding how many there are. And
Right. That's
the same way with bioweapons and everything else. They may not be working in the fields of stuff like that directly, but because they've had the background in it and they've studied the courses, it's amazing probably how many people out there could actually create a bioweapon.
Well, yeah, and, you know, once the genie's out of the bottle, you can't put the knowledge back in the bottle. You can't take it away and hide it, you know. It's out there, and especially in this day and age with the information age that we live in.
Right.
I'll give you a prime example. There's a book, I don't know if it's still online or not, but it used to be online. It was called The Anarchist Cookbook.
Yes.
And the things that book contained, the information inside that book, oh, my gosh. I mean,
yeah, how to make
homemade
napalm and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, it told you from scratch.
Bombs, you know, which allegedly Tim McVeigh used to blow up a steel reinforced concrete building, which is the biggest crock of baloney. If you understand demolitions and explosives, you know that was manufactured.
Right. As someone who's had to deal with those things, my old question always was about that, was why the hell did they have to use a truck full of fertilizer when he could have just as easily made his own plastic explosive that would have fit in a briefcase and done the same amount of damage?
Yep.
Well, the thing is...
It was an amateur.
You can't take, you know, the best example I could give you, you know, is one that I heard a munitions expert talking about. He said you take a standard, you know, firecracker you see on 4th of July, okay, a black cat or a ladyfinger. Lay it in the palm of your hand and light the fuse and just hold your hand out and let it go off. Now, yeah, you'll get a little burn. And it might sting a little bit, but that's about the extent of it. Now, if you take that same firecracker and put it in your hand and light the fuse and then close your fist around it and hold it as tight as you can, you're in for trouble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the problem with an ANFO bomb in the back of a moving van that's made of aluminum. There's not enough resistance in the body of that box bed to build pressure in that explosion. It's going to dissipate very rapidly. By the time it gets to the surface of that concrete building, the pressure, the blast wave, is going to be somewhere on the order of 125 psi. Well, it doesn't take a genius to tell you need a hell of a lot more pressure than that to demolish solid concrete, much less steel-reinforced concrete.
Wow.
Right. And it's like for men, even, a claymore. Well, a claymore can be made so easily out of simple things at home, it's amazing. Coffee can, marbles, you got to have an explosive to set it off, duct tape to tape the thing up to make the container as tight as you can. Hey.
Your claymore is designed to be an anti-personnel weapon, and
exactly.
The explosion is used only to give velocity to the projectiles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to be a devastating bomb of any kind.
And
you
like
know,
I
that's
said,
why
though, I've seen people use a coffee can and do this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. They're thinking out of the box. These aren't conventional-type weapons and stuff. That's what
right.
makes America. We are an inventive people, and we're inventive to a good point, and we're
hey,
also
Bill.
Inventive to the bad points.
Hey, Bill, I want to be in your foxhole when this thing blows over and comes crashing down, man.
Well, you know, that's like I've got an old pineapple sitting here. As a matter of fact, I'm holding it in my hand right now. And, you know, these things are made of cast iron, and they're a quarter inch thick.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're filled with a small amount of TNT, so it builds tremendous pressure. They make a hell
right.
of a blast, and
yep.
they're segmented so that they fragment. You know, that's why they have the little fragmentary symbol on them.
That's why it's called a fragmentation grenade.
That is absolutely correct. I was in the field artillery, and I drove an 8-inch howitzer and an M155 self-propelled. You're talking about a 200-pound bullet, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's 8 inches across, and it's a half an inch thick, and it's packed with high explosives. There's a reason it's a half an inch thick. You know, if it were an eighth of an inch thick, it would make a big, loud boom, but it wouldn't do much else.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you have to be able to build a tremendous amount of pressure. That's all an explosion is. It's a chemical reaction, and that chemical reaction causes an expansion of the gases, and it's that expansion that creates tremendous pressure and causes damage. But you have to have a sufficient container to elevate the pressure to create that massive pressure wave.
What we found out in Vietnam, Ron, was we were fighting unconventional weapons like punji sticks and stuff like that, where they would bend the limb back with the stick, and the stick would be sharpened and it would be dipped in animal feces or something like that to poison you. You step on a line, bang, this thing's buried in you. These were the kinds of things we found out we were fighting, and we've seen those same kinds of things in other countries. So it's not always the conventional rifle and this and that.
Right.
When they think about guns and they're talking about killing, man has been killing man forever before he ever had guns.
Yeah, we come up with
Indians were killing Indians, you know.
Yep, we come up with all kinds of creative ways to kill each other, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you just look at what's been going on. Look at society. My God, and not just here in the United States, but around the world. You look at the way that food has changed. And when they talk about the GMO crap and just all the garbage that they're putting in the food, you look at the incidence of all kinds of cancers, you know, and they try to blame, you know, cancer on smoking. Well, that's one of a million different things that creates cancer in people. And most of it is the additives and the garbage that they're putting in the food.
God.
That's it. And when you have something that might be a cure or something for a drug, well, they do away with that because that doesn't serve the purpose. The purpose is to make money.
Right. They don't want homeopathic cures. They want pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
They want big pharma.
Absolutely.
And when we looked at 25% of our kids at school age are on a prescription drug, 50% of women over the age of 40, I believe it is on a prescription drug, usually for some kind of emotional thing. You got to wonder why such high percentages. They're drugging us.
What do you think the percentage of the Congress is on prescription medication?
Well, you know, that's just the thing. We have become a society that, you know, you don't fix anything. You just take a pill.
Right. That's not good. They don't understand, you know, you're supposed to treat the whole body, not just.
Correct.
And there's a lot of good to be said about some of the Eastern culture medicine or holistic type things, and taking a look at, you know, the psychological aspect or, your diet, whatever, you know, all these things.
We have natural medicines, but they won't let us use them.
I know.
Because it's about, like I said, it goes right back to somebody like Big Pharma has to make money. And
now, did you guys see the latest on Obama that now that he's overcome the healthcare hurdle, he's promising to focus his attention on winding down the war on drugs?
Oh, my God.
Now, I personally think that that's a good idea, okay? But here again, this goes back to sovereignty.
Yep.
And if the states, and it kills me, it's such a hypocritical position. We have become an amoral society, okay? And all manner of immoral acts are A-OK, but when it comes to drug use, we're still in the Puritan era.
Yeah.
And we're not looking at the statistics that tell us pharmaceutical drugs are killing more people than all the illegal drugs combined.
You got it, brother. Doctors kill more people every year than illegal drugs.
Yeah, and some things like marijuana, other than the fact that people getting high off of it, there are a lot of other issues with hemp and marijuana that you should be looking at. The green environment, they're totally full of crap, because if they were totally really about green, you would be pushing the use of hemp or marijuana as a biofuel, since it produces more per acre than food does. yep, grains in, or anything
instead
else.
Instead of the corn, you know, that they're,
yeah.
Of course, I'm not real big. I love corn, but, you know, growing up on a farm, I know what they do and how they genetically modify this crap, and they're having problems. They're having major problems. And
wow.
It makes you wonder about things like the seed vault, you know, where they're storing up
sure.
all these old seeds that aren't
uh-huh.
hybrid and haven't been modified.
Right.
It's almost as if they know something that we haven't figured out yet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or most of us.
Or they're causing something, and they're setting
yeah.
themselves up to be prepared for it.
Sure.
I've still well, not ruled out that HARP is used to control weather.
Oh, the HARP? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't rule that out. I know the reasons and excuses they give of what HARP is, but then, you know, it doesn't really add up. So there has to be something else there. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but when
yeah.
we got somebody who's pushing an agenda based on a fake
right.
man-made global warming,
yep.
and you got to figure
yep.
they would do anything in the world, anything,
sure.
to promote that agenda.
Well, I can tell you from what I've read and what I understand about HARP, there's no question in my mind that it can be used, maybe not perhaps to create weather, but certainly it can be used to steer weather,
right.
pressure systems, high pressure,
sure.
low pressure systems. Because,
that is what I'm talking about.
Right.
We're
one
right
of the
now.
Things they can do with HARP is they can direct the pressure wave that's created from the antenna array towards the ionosphere, and they can create a bulge. And you know, you think of our atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, like a balloon, okay? And we're inside mm-hmm. of this balloon. And if you push part of the balloon up, it's not a void. It's not empty space. It's filled. You know, the air volume is the same. So it alters it. And I can certainly
mm-hmm.
see how they could use that to steer currents in the upper atmosphere.
Wow.
Yeah, they could steer the jet stream.
Well, you know, this is we're always going in circles, but what we've talked about before is all this nonsense, the power grab of the federal government, which has no right to do all these things should be left up to the states, the sovereign states.
Now,
nine-tenths of it.
I agree, and I want to make this announcement. I heard it on the radio today that they're supposed to announce tomorrow morning, the federal government, that they are going to cancel all fireworks displays for the 4th of July because they're worried that they might hit a drone.
Here we did cancel most of the fireworks displays, but if you're a city running it, you get to have them. But other
well, you know,
people, the private
I just
citizens
don't. See
that don't.
I don't see that we have any independence to be celebrating, guys.
Well,
yeah,
I don't either.
Not till we take it all back.
I think everybody should show up in black and make a day of mourning.
Yeah.
Well, I said last night, Ron, I'm seeing a lot of flags turned upside down, which is the sign of a nation in distress.
Yep.
Well,
you know,
Robert,
we've got to get back to thinking about our states and instead of thinking of ourselves as a nation, and that's been one of the problems
yep.
in this country. We have this nationalist mentality, and I've talked about it before. Nationalism is dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huge.
And we have been lucky because we are seeing certain states, different states stand up for different pieces of things, you know, against things. And that's good because it brings attention, and we need the attention brought out. Alabama, what they did against Agenda 21, we needed that. So now we can point to Alabama and say, look, a state recognized the threat and did something.
Yep.
Well, we're about
God
done.
God bless, guys.
God bless, Ron. Thanks for calling in, Ron.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you,
Robert,
Hollis, and all the
Bill.
People from Patriot Families.
Yep.
Robert, we thank you all for your participation and listening to our show. And tomorrow night, Linda, will you be back?
Absolutely. I'll be
tomorrow
here.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Linda Sills, right from the left coast. Everybody show up.
Okay,
God
honey,
bless.
They're going to cut me. Bye. Love you guys. God bless.
Have a great one.
Okay, thanks, hon.